Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night live show 1-13-2023. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that old Wild Weasel and Casey Jones are at work. But I'm going to tell you, the whole thing is I'm going to reemphasize some of what I talked about last night, that it is the World Economic Forum. It is the Davos Luciferian scumbag crowd. Hey, Davos, do you know that there's power in the blood of Jesus? Power in the blood of Jesus. And his archangels and our Father in heaven will direct them, and they're going to direct them right at you. And you and your 200 million man army at Armageddon will be defeated, and you will be sent to the fiery furnace. You'll be plucked up like the tares that you are, and you'll be put into the fiery furnace, and you will experience the wailing and gnashing of your teeth. Your career dissipation light should be going off now. Na 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 na. Little blinking light. Little blinking light there, Klaus. And Yuval, Yuval Harari, your daddy or your granddaddy or whoever he was, I believe, allegedly, you might be related to a Michael Harari, an old Mossad agent that used to help Noriega run guns and drugs and stuff, allegedly, who escaped over the Cordillera, which is the mountainous jungle region, to get out of there when the old U.S. military came down the pike like Santa Claus, all right? So I'll tell you what. The fact of the matter is that these guys, ladies and gentlemen, are getting ready to decide when they're going to take you all down and when they're going to take out the economics, the markets. You see, they own the markets. They have guarantees that whatever currency or whatever economic system exists on the reset, the global reset, right, that they will still hold the same percentage of share of the global economy that they do now with the Bank of Settlements agreements, allegedly, that I was told about back in 2004 and 5, Brother Quayle was, okay, as well. They had that system set up as a parallel or a different system, an alternative system to the banking systems and all the things going on now. So they're guaranteed, the Rothschilds, the Royals, all the different ones, the Schwabs and the this one and that one, the Rockefellers and this one and that one, and all the Turn and Taxis. They used to own all of the that family, which is out of Regensburg, Germany, the royal family. But Turn and Taxis used to own all of the, basically, what were the post offices throughout all of Europe and into the Middle East. They used to own all the postal offices. And then there's all kind of other people who were the original Roman providers to the Romans army of corn or wheat or gold or silver or all the different necessary things they needed to fight and to carry the legions all over the planet. So there's very few people involved, but let's say you got 30, 40 money groups run and control most all of the other corporations. I remember years and years ago, I mean, back in the 80s, when I was listening to, our veterinarian buddy from Campos, Colorado, you know, oh, shoot, I can't think of his name. He was head of the American agricultural movement and all that kind of stuff, and he took the tractors to D.C. Golly, I can't think of it, but that guy, who is one of the brightest men I've ever known, I can remember him back in the 80s, back in Illinois, in a meeting, like a meeting at the Optimus Club or the whatever it was, you know, a local meeting only that was talking to people about politics. And back then he said that the Rockefeller family controlled about 1,500 of the top corporations. They didn't own everything, but they controlled them with controlling shares back then, all right? and you go into the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. You put all that together, and you put the Red Chinese and the some of the people in Riyadh and Saudi Arabia. You put the few other people in England and in Regensburg, Germany, and in, you know, the basically what the five brothers, the five arrows. You got London and Paris and, you know, Vienna and Rome and Frankfurt and, you know, that kind of thing. Zurich, you know, all the different people, they still run the whole show. And then you got Klaus Schwab's mouthpiece, who is a Nazi industrialist, paired up with an Israeli Luciferian professor who wants to kill almost all of you and says that you no longer are required. Humans are no longer required for the fourth industrial revolution. Well, you go first, Yuval. You go first. You go first over there. Just help us everybody out. You go first, Yuval. And then take Klaus with you, you know? You guys go first. But there, you don't need to own anything. You're going to be happy, and they'll just rent everything to you. It'll be a streaming deal, perhaps. Everything will be just streaming, right? Streaming, gleaming, and dreaming, all right? And you can stay home, and they'll pay you. Well, they'll just pay you in renminbi or yuan or Red China dollars, Biden dollars, or whatever they're going to pay you. But I will tell you what, as things progress here, they're going to take this thing down. Let's look at this and let's pray tonight also. Lord Jesus, will you go to all of those that are also, as well as in the floods and the snows and the tornadoes in California and Utah and Oregon and Washington and all of the places, Nevada and all the different spots out west. And let's pray now also. Did you see what happened in the southeast yesterday? You know, 9 dead, something like 300 tornadoes are reported in 9 states. And I'm going to point something out. You know how the Lucy's work, you see. They always give you the tip-off. They give you a signal that if you're the cognoscente or the illuminati or the smart boys, you know, you will get the signal, you'll understand, and you'll have your little chuckle, while the peasants and the people out in the hustings are just saying, well, golly, what? Why did the Lord send these tornadoes on us? He didn't. The WEF and the Luciferian crowd that run all of these scalar interferometers, these Tesla howitzers, these harp-like devices, these ancient giant energy, ancient energy transmission systems out of Antarctica, okay, are controlling the weather and sending these storms. The amount of power, I watch them every week. I've told you where to go. University of Wisconsin, you go to the tropical, stuff. It's called MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, and you want version 2, the version 2, V-E-R-2 of the MIMIC. But if you go online and you type in a search engine and don't use the G one, don't use that Google, use a different one, okay? And type in University of Wisconsin, MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C. It will take you there. You'll have to look at a couple different ones. Click on the one which says it's the real site. Go to it and then click on the MIMIC, but then go to version 2. Find version 2. And then when you see it, you'll see a map-like thing, and it'll be in the color and all that kind of stuff. Go up to the domain. You can click, and you can see global or global 180 or North Atlantic. But I always click because we live in what, North America? I click on the North America first to look at it, all right? You can also click just on CONUS, Continental United States. But I like North America because it shows Alaska, Canada, all the different stuff and, you know, down into the upper Mexico, the Baja and all of that. But it shows that. You can also get Europe. You can get North Atlantic, which you'll get Europe. You can get South America, 2 versions of it. You can get Eastern Pacific and Western Pacific, okay? You can get those. You get all these different things to show you the different regions around the world, okay? And watch it. Now, if you watch this periodically during a day, go look at it, and then follow it for a week, 2 weeks in a row, you'll start to get an idea of what's going on, and you'll see what's up. And you'll see sometimes big energy constructs that cover whole areas, or sometimes you'll see a jagged-like spike that comes up out of Antarctica and then goes up through the into the equatorial regions of the United of the world and then on up into other countries. Or sometimes you'll see smaller ones that zap out something. Those are the HARP things, the smaller HARP deals. They have nowhere near the power of that stuff in Antarctica that is the Fallen Angel technologies. And the Fallen Angels are there. They are there. Brother Quails talked to you about it. I heard that Jamie guy with Steve and Doug last night. I listened to that after the show, and I did. And they have people down there running this stuff. Now, I also know somebody, you know, that was recruited to go down there. Now, if you don't understand about Antarctica, you need to understand about Antarctica. And if you can look at Linda Moulton Howe, she's been on History Channel and stuff with this. She had it on her own channel, but I've seen it on the History Channel. You can probably get the clips of it. Go up Linda Moulton Howe talking to a Navy SEAL about Antarctic under ice base, okay? And in that, this Navy SEAL who was tasked with his team to go down there to look for somebody in that area because there had been a, like the side of an ice mountain, that a big kind of like hole, a circular kind of jagged circular hole appeared where you could see like a door behind. Well, they went down there. It was 40, 50 below outside. They touched that door with just like their hand, and the door opened automatically. Like you could touch it with a finger, and a 40-foot high door that's maybe 30-foot thick or whatever, 40-foot thick and just huge. One touch, and the door opened. As they went inside, the walls of that were backlit with some weird, eerie green light, and there were glyphs on the walls, black glyphs or symbols. Not hieroglyphs exactly like Egypt, but they're glyph-like symbols that have some language or meaning or a pictograph. And then the temperature inside, this is Antarctica, 50 below or 40, 50 below outside, wind blowing, all that stuff, and the snow blowing with you. And they, one touch of the door opens, they go in, and it's 68 to 72 degrees. The door closes. They walk on down the hall. They're warm. They don't have to worry about any of the weather. They got this green lit corridor that goes down and opens up into a huge, big room. You ought to go check that out and see about that, because that's part of the civilization that existed many moons ago. And then you got way down in deep underground bases, you got power stuff that can turn on the power that probably may have been the original power source that then broadcast power out the ley lines. And if you look at the ley lines and different stuff, they had what? Obelisks or standing stones or pyramids or this group like the group of rocks, standing rocks in France, Karnak and all of that kind of stuff. Or the pyramids in Mexico and in Guatemala and all the different stuff. They had all this stuff wired up to transmit power, okay? And that equipment and availability is still there. Well, what kind is it? I don't know what kind it is exactly, other than it's probably 0 point that generates plasma power or something, and they're able to project it, like some of the stuff Tesla was working on, okay? And I know somebody who was so good and expert in high school on the Tesla coils and all the Tesla type things, the use of capacitors, et cetera, you know, kind of like underground undercover grandpa who has a Tesla rig in his Rollinator, you know, his old man Rollinator. He's got push the button and it shoots Tesla death rays out of the front of it. All right. That's the undercover grandpa. It's a movie. All right. So anyway, but that stuff's real. But I know somebody that Edwin Teller went to their high school science fair to meet him, and then also then to the graduation of the person that was involved that had the Tesla science projects back then. Extremely smart individual and with practical applications. But anyway, I'm talking to you about the weather, and I got sidetracked into this, but it's good. It's all good. It's so that you understand. You understand that this thing is really big stuff coming at you, and there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, the key to that is repent of your sins, ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And once you do that and you're sincere and he's with you and you're with him and you know it, then he starts to wash you clean. And then you get more into the Word and read what he has to say and what the Bible has to say. And our Father in heaven is directing you towards. You get into that. But you also don't give up your family and turn them over to killers, all right? You don't make sure that they have something to eat, don't you? So I'm trying to say to you, it's not all sweetness and light, but the strength comes from Lord Jesus, because without him, you ain't going to make it. Now, some of you might come close or whatever, but I'm going to tell you, you better get the best deal in town. And get Lord Jesus as your Savior inside your heart. Repent of your sins and plead with him. Lord, come into my heart to be my Savior. And Lord, then you might ask him, where do you want me to stand against evil, Lord Jesus? And can I take my family to sanctuary? He says, wherever you're at is the sanctuary. I'll protect my people. But you see, he don't say you won't die. He says that if you will have everlasting life with me in heaven. That's the deal. You better understand it. So now, the things that we're talking about here is asymmetric warfare, this weather warfare. With what happened in Selma, Alabama, which is where the point I was at. Let's go to Selma, Alabama. And the little secret, ha-ha, that the WEF, that the Luciferian scumbags out of Davos are sending to you. Selma, Alabama was one of the key places in terms of civil rights. Of civil rights. Well, you know, they just hit it with the tornado that went for 20 miles through the metro area of Selma. All up and down the line, okay? And took out so much. But in the midst of that, there's like an orphan's hospital or place where there's babies there, and the nurses and the attendants covered the babies inside the building in the hospital, or let's just call it a hospital or whatever it was, covered them inside the building in their cribs and protected them, and not one person died. Yet the whole roof came off, the walls came down, and all of it landed on top of them. But there was just enough room that there was only one minor injury in that house in Selma there, or in that hospital or nursery or whatever it was. And the babies were all protected. That's Lord Jesus protecting the babies. Suffer the little children. But the World Economic Forum, Luciferian scumbags who are taking orders from Lucifer the Lightbringer, that counterfeiter, that evil bastard who turned on our Father in heaven and has turned against Lord Jesus, trying to corrupt Jesus, all right, and who wants to counterfeit the role of Messiah, and he thinks he's going to win, all right? And our Father in heaven has given him an opportunity to stop and cease and desist. But no, he's going on. So we go to the end of the Bible and we know what happens. Lord Jesus comes and he's got his mighty angels and they take out the 200 million man army at Armageddon. Okay? But before that, long before that, United States, bye-bye. UK, bye-bye. Okay? What is it that Medvedev said, the Russians said? And the fact of the matter is in this, they're just going to be used as the chastisement of the United States or of Great Britain. They're not the good guys, and I don't like them for one iota. But they still mention Jesus, and they still have a church. The Orthodox Church, Jesus is still there. But you see, they're going to be used to take out the eagle and to take out the British lion and the unicorn, all right, if you look at the different countries in the UK, you know. But that right there is the plan that they're doing, that the devil is doing. And Medvedev said that they're going to take out the UK. It'll be nothing will be there. The island won't exist. Of England and, you know, of Scotland and what have you. Ireland will, maybe, but I don't know. But that whole area won't exist. And he said the United States will be there, but in the center of the country will be a naval strait. A naval strait from the southern part of the United States right up through the middle to the northern part of the United States. Well, let me tell you something. That's the Great Lakes coming down. That's the Mississippi River. That's a fault line. That's some kind of a thing that's being done. And that can be done with the 100 megaton Poseidon drones that I've told you about are in Michigan or Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, and perhaps the others. We tracked them through as they came through. And we've sent people up there, and they've gone up and looked. And I'm going to tell you, we heard from the backside that the stuff is there, all right? But they can't do anything about it because the drones operate independently and can sit 1,300, 1,400 feet down in Lake Superior, sit on the bottom and sit there and just idle, you know, or whatever, until their time is passed or time is up and then they activate. Or that's pre-programmed, or Putin or Medvedev or whoever can activate them. So consequently, you do that, you can take out the Great Lakes and send them all the way south down to Mississippi, the Illinois, the Mississippi, and the Missouri and all the stuff, and just take them on down. And pretty soon you've got, you know, a big naval strait, which Medvedev said they will call the Strait of Stalin, okay, or Stalin. The regular people. Stalin is how they like to pronounce it. Then my good friend, my tough grandma down in Florida, the one who fought the meth head who tried to get her purse, and when she was in her car at the gas station, the meth head came in the passenger window at her to grab her purse, and she said, "Oh no, mister, this is my purse." And she said, "Lord Jesus, come to help me. Come to help me, Jesus," while she's fighting him and boxing him and grabbing her purse. And out of the clear blue, what came? You had an old retired white prison guard. You had a black guy and you had a Hispanic guy. They all came and they grabbed this sucker and put him on the ground and bopped him down and sat on him till the cops came. There's power in the blood of Jesus. But she says, Hawk, you said last night, Atlanta be the capital. She said of the Southeast FEMA region, including Mexico and Central America. I didn't necessarily say it's the FEMA capital, although I think it might be one of them. But there was the group of South America and Central America. And at one point in time, they positioned the southern United States to be in with them, so to speak, and Atlanta would be the capital of that. That was a planned deal. Back, I don't know, about 201, 202, 203, 204, somewhere in there. I don't know if that's still extant or not. But she said, is that why Georgia Governor Kemp is invited to Davos? That they may be fixing to do away with their border? Yes, they're going to do away with all the borders. They consider this to be the North American Union. We're in the North American Union, and it's And you're right. It is moving fast, my dear. I'm going to tell you, get you another can of chunky soup, can some more vegetables down there, some more meat, and, you know, do all the things you know what to do when people try to not take it from you. So anyway, I was just telling you this, is that they're getting ready to get rid of all of it. And then I talked to you last night about the FAA NOTAMs thing. You can fly without reading your NOTAMs, okay? You can fly, and many planes are up. It just wasn't commercial. Because, you see, they had to send the message to the population and to do a drill. Now, five levels of the Lucy chessboard I talked about, the Luciferian chessboard is five levels. The lie is different at every level of the game. You can go to 1984, and if you've never read that book, you ought to read that. And you ought to read Animal Farm and that kind of thing. You ought to read The Fourth Turning. You know, you ought to read all kind of stuff if you can to get your idea of what's going on. And particularly, you ought to read Steve Quayle's books. Any book that Steve Quayle still has, order one. And then go to stevequayle.com or call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and tell them that you want to sign up and you want to order either the Vimeo or the CD-ROM of The Lives of Men and Gods, The Destruction, you know, of the Human Race. That is incredible. You need to get that. You need to see what it's about. Order that up. Get also the Mega Drought if you can, because I'm going to tell you, that would be instructive. You get a couple of those for each of them. Pass it to somebody who has ears to hear. Don't give it to your granddaughter or your son or your brother-in-law's cousin who doesn't give a doodly squat and tells you that you're full of it. Don't try to convince them. Find somebody who has ears to hear and give it to them and give them the admonition. Only pass this information or this on to somebody who has ears to hear, okay? Because that's the point we're at now. We're not trying to convince the third brother-in-law's cousin's uncle's sister who happens to be on your other side of the in-laws, twice removed and all that crap. Forget them. You've warned them how many times now? How many times you warned them? Warn them one more time and that's it. But don't try to send them this stuff. If you do, if you're really trying to still get to somebody, send it to them, but don't talk to them about it. Tell them something like, oh, try hard not to watch this, okay? But the fact of the matter is, you got to have the ears to hear and the eyes to see. So, the WEF that works for Lucifer the Lightbringer and the fallen angels under him, and that runs all the big banks, the big corporations, and you got most of the banks are run out of London, okay? The Rothschild family in Paris and the different cities of that, they run most of the banking, including they also run the Vatican finances, the Rothschilds do. And the Vatican has a lot of money. They have all that real estate and everything that's owned all over the world and all the different things. Well, anyway, these people are working essentially for Lucifer the Lightbringer. And they are then telling the banks, okay, to tell the British military or to tell the U.S. military. And you can very well bet that somebody who's allegedly a hybrid, Austin, hybrid Austin, and that the old pink jockstrap Millie, who he leads around by the jockstrap probably, who hid the launch codes from Trump, and then also called the Chinese general, allegedly committed treason by calling the Chinese general and saying, if we're going to attack you, I'll call you before we attack you. That's treason, okay? These people work for the people that hold the notes, that hold the treasury bills, the treasury bonds, all of the debt of the United States, that holds the debt of the United States who has been bankrupt on about two or three times now, and who pledged all of your labor, your children's labor, your grandchildren's labor, and gives them a Social Security number for tracking, and who basically traded you to the holders of the bankruptcy. There was one in, 29 or whatever. And then, by 33, all the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 as amended 1933, that basically created the government of the United States as a dictatorship, an executive dictatorship. And Congress basically said, we don't do anything with it anymore. Oh, we're still here and we do this and that and the other. But I've talked to you about that ad nauseum over the years. If you don't know about that, then you need to start looking about it and get those books that deal with that, because I'm way beyond all those books. We're trying to talk to you about current events and things that are happening now. And so I'm going to tell you, you better get with it. You better understand what's going on. Get these new things from Brother Quayle, because today. And then if you can, sign up for his private briefings where you get stuff that you can't believe. But in talking to Brother Quayle today, the Russians, the Chinese, they're here. Do you remember back in 2004 when Steve said he got a call from a truck driver that had to drive a truck down across the Mexican border, loaded fully with brand new groceries and frozen food, and the dairy and the whole bit, meats and all of it, trucks going down. They went into Mexico, into brand new subdivision. Brand new subdivisions down there, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 3-bedroom, 2-bath homes, double garage, the whole, just like a brand new nice subdivision in the United States, in Mexico, with the guardhouse out there that the federales guarded that and the roads around it. But in there, they took them on in there. The Red Chinese, back in 2004, were in Mexico in brand new subdivisions. I also told you back in those days that I had somebody send, a friend of mine, send somebody down below the borderline. They verified every single bit of it. Came back and told you that on air years ago. Well, the Russians are also hired by Obama, by the Joker Tut, hired several battalions of Russian Spetsnaz, sent them to Fort Carson, Colorado, right? And then they were trained with the Army Rangers and the snipers and the Special Forces and all the different stuff. And then they were utilized in a drill to where they became the guys who saved the United States government. Because they then, in the drill, were there to help out the U.S. military to defend Cheyenne Mountain and the Denver Airport. Actually, not to defend it, but to take it back from the white Christian patriot veterans who had attacked those places as white supremacists and haters of the government. And they brought the Russians in the drill, the Spetsnaz, the Special Forces, Russian Spetsnaz, to go against the American veterans who were the mean Christian American veterans who hated the U.S. government, okay? Back during that same time, I remember in Missoula, I got reports up there from the friend up there in Missouri where there was Red Chinese walking around town in brand new cowboy boots and jeans and going into sport goods stores and, gun stores and stuff and buying $200 and $300 knives and buying all kind of ammo, and they had rolls of $100 bills to spend, right? So the Chinese are here. They're in Canada, they had Chinese troops there for a long time. And I mean a real long time. There used to be a Mustang Admiral in the Navy, and I forget his name. I'm not going to dance with it right now. But a Mustang admiral that died, supposedly committed suicide, because he was wearing a medal in the wrong place that he shouldn't have worn it at as an admiral, a Mustang admiral. In other words, his ribbons on his chest, and, you know, he had the gold braid and everything and the epaulets, and he was an admiral. But supposedly he committed suicide, you see, because he was ashamed he was wearing a ribbon he should not have worn. Horse hockey. He was killed because he found out about Red Chinese troops on ships going into Canada and was going to blow the whistle on all of that back then, and did a little bit. So the Red Chinese have been around a long time. Now the southern border is porous and open. If you recall back about 2004 or 2005, the FBI said that the cartels, the Mexican cartels, back then they estimated that they had 120,000 soldados, soldiers, okay, working for the Mexican cartels inside the United States. Back then. Well, how many do you think is here now? 300,000, 400,000? I mean, you can get dope or, you know, any of their different products trafficked girls or boys or whatever, you know, in the cities, they got all that stuff in their systems that they run it. They run the dope, they run the brothels, all the different things. So I wish they'd bring light bulbs in. I wish they'd bring in 100-watt light bulbs, the old-fashioned kind. But anyway, that's just a funny on my side of the thing. I would, anytime I find them, I buy them all up. But anyway, the cartels probably have 300,000 soldiers inside the United States right now. How many Red Chinese do you think are in here? Well, there's a lot of Chinese restaurants, and I'm saying all Chinese restaurants are bad. I actually know of one or two that are real good, and that they're also basically Chinese, but they're from Taiwan. And not going to have Jet Li come down, their nephew or whatever, come in and work for them and operate. But do you remember in Houston, we talked about over the last few years, all of how the Chinese consulate down there was running a spy ring and a saboteur ring, and all of the different chemical plants and refineries that were blowing up in Houston and surrounding areas and on the ship channel and on up in other parts of Texas, all right, and in Louisiana and all of that. And then we would find, and I would tell you that the next week, that all of a sudden there was a refinery or chemical plant blew up somewhere over in China. So there was tit for tat going on. We've been doing this and playing this game. There's been a covert war ongoing for years, at least 18, 19 years that I've been on the air. Do you remember all of the trains that derailed that had oil on them? Do you remember all the chemical trains that derailed, or the grain trains that derailed? Okay. Russians, Red Chinese, all kind of different people. Do you remember when the one went into the ditch I believe it was Virginia or West Virginia, and dumped a whole bunch of oil into a river? I mean, there's so many of them. There was all kind of that stuff, and it's still ongoing. We had just the other day a chemical plant in LaSalle, Illinois, all right? Blows up 9 o'clock in the morning. That chemical plant has been there for a long time without any problems. And then they had to do an evacuation. Then they put out an alert about some kind of a green substance that was leaking, and not to touch it because it was some kind of a weird oxidizer, and that it could kill you, but that it could be mitigated with a gallon of water, a gallon of peroxide, and a gallon of cider vinegar, all right? 1-to-1-to-1 ratio, and that could be used to mitigate it or, you know, handle it. Well, I mean, that's ongoing in a little mid-sized town, you know, somewhere I don't know what it is now, maybe 30, 40,000 in that area, a little metro, 30, 40,000 metro. On the river, La Salle, Peru. Well, you don't think that that's not a pop, goes the weasel? I do, because there are too many things that are coincidental. Oh, it's just a coincidence. No, when things are clustering, it's not coincidence. So what we have is asymmetrical warfare with the weather war. Now, at the top of the food chain, it's being controlled and ordered up there at the top, the fifth dimensional Luciferian chessboard, by Lucifer himself. Why? Ordo ab chao. They create the chaos, the lies, the chaos. And then that means that they can establish their order and put you in the camps and take away your chickens and take away your water and take away this. And Bill Gates can make sure that the jabs, the next jabs, are in your orange juice box or in your tomato that he sells you, the special tomato, okay? And that the animals, your livestock, and your pet friends and buddies can then, maybe you avoided the vax, but you can have them vaccinated by the vet. Oh, they're going to give them the spike jabs and stuff, and maybe some new ones. And maybe those are shed over to your baby, okay? Or to your cat that didn't go, and then he gives it to you. And you see what I'm saying? This is warfare. They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill about 7.5 billion people or 6.5 billion people and only leave 500 million population planet Earth, only no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. That was the Georgia Guidestones. And, of course, they hired somebody to blow that up, those guidestones up, or to blow it. But they sure haven't solved that, have they? Yet the FBI guy can't find top-secret documents in Biden's house behind in these weird boxes behind the Corvette. I think he's backed the Corvette into the boxes and thrown them off to the side. Okay? But it's a locked garage. There's a Corvette in it. All right. But you see, old Ray Ray, Christopher Ray with the $200 haircut and the shiny shoes and the designer clothes and everything, who likes to go out on the little lake in the summertime and row the boat and pretend that he's like out of some novel that's in the old days in, you know, in upstate New York or wherever it was. You know what I mean? It's just like in the Poconos or the Berkshires. His youth. Well, what's he doing? Who supposedly took an oath to defend the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? What is his group doing running all these elections and running Twitter and destroying, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly? Freedom of the press. What's he doing? He's at Davos with his job application being put in, allegedly to become the secret police chief of the world. I guarantee you he's got his resume in the box, all right? With Klaus and Yuval. And he wants to be the secret police chief, you see. And then why does the Georgia guy go? Well, the Georgia guy might have to do with the fact that he is going to be the capital of something. But there's also, if you recall, this Kemp guy did not do what Trump asked him to do, which was to investigate all of the stealing of the election. So he operated on behalf more of the banks who wanted to get rid of Trump. Now, I've never been a huge Trump fan, so to speak. I told you that from the very beginning, but I always said that he was like God's bull in the china shop, right? And his policies were good on the most part. But you see, they did not want him in because Trump not only was going to do stuff against the border, he wanted to take out the cartels. Well, Now you're starting to take out a large cut. Talk about cartels that basically are the Mexican government, the Mexican military, who have just bought billions of dollars worth of weapons, high-tech weapons. And then they've got inside the United States 300,000 soldiers. And then, I don't know, let's say we got Spetsnaz and GRU stay behinds, the quote-unquote Americans, with a K, like the TV show was. Those are the stay-behinds or the illegals, they called them in those days, that were not registered. You know, nobody knew who they were, you know, that kind of thing. They're the ones that tended the suitcases filled with the suitcase nukes in the Blue Ridge and in various places all over the country. And still do. So I'm going to tell you, I've told you they're going to probably take out the power grid. They might pop the stuff on the Great Lakes and send it south. They're certainly possibly going to take out the TVA dams and take out the power grid with the TVA dams. And then at Oak Ridge, you got a little problem there because you're still making a lot of nuclear material there, right? And all of that. Well, we had incidents over the years there. I'm telling you, if you're a law enforcement, or actually, if you're a peace officer and you like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you're not a grinder and you want to take everybody down and get your cuts and all your different lunch cuts and all that kind of stuff, your whatever from generating revenue and hitting them hard and all that. If you're with the people and you're a good sheriff's deputy or you're a good sheriff or you're a good policeman, all right, and you're not running with the kill 'em all crowd or that kind of crowd or whatever, then you need to be on the watch for these saboteurs in your areas. I'm telling you, if you're anywhere around like grain bins, you're anywhere around like refineries or chemical plants or big farm chemical distributors, you know, where they have ammonia and all that kind of stuff, or if you got a lot of railroad tracks, you know, in a rail yard and all the different cargoes that can be on there, then you ought to be running a little bit extra on those areas and quit worrying about the guy coming out of the bar who just had three beers, okay? Or the housewife that's going 37 in a 30, okay? Now, if she's going 65 in a 30, that might be something different. But if she's going 35 in a 30 or 30, be like a Chicago cop on Rush Street. If nobody's punching anybody or shooting anybody or anything, let it alone. Don't write the report. You know? How can I say that? I've known Chicago cops, known a lot of different ones, also known the hoods too. But anyway, the guys, I know some of the guys, all right? But anyway, this is getting ready to go. And WEF is planning to do it. The means, method, modem, you know, and the timing. But that deal that happened with the FAA, that may have happened on one level at Chessport because there was uranium being shipped to Heathrow, you see. That would be a reason or a catch of the day, right, that you would then send alerts out. But it wasn't like that because that happened. But in less than 15 minutes, all over the United States, UK, United Kingdom, you know, Britain, Scotland, Ireland, et cetera, and Canada, an entire net went up in each place, and then specialty nets of different entities like FEMA, like DOD, all of the Defense Department stuff, FEMA, Mount Weather. Okay, Mount Weather. It's an underground base. Look it up, Mount Weather. And then Mount Pony's near there, and you got the Greenbrier that used to be near there that still could be used, by the way. You got SIDAR in Pennsylvania. All this stuff goes up on the net. And what kind of net is it? No voice. And it's on frequencies that are unusual and not known by many people outside of the NSA. Okay? But all that had to be ready and get ready to be done, and then it turns out it was turned on, and that an an order emanating from Forrest Moore, M-O-O-M-O-O-R, Forrest Moore in Yorkshire, England, is where the emanating order to put these nets up, and they're spread spectrum, frequency hopping, high resolution data transmission only, like boop, 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 boop. They jump like that, and they go burst transmission, boop, 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 boop. You see, all over, and it had nothing to do with the FAA. This was a test of how they're going to communicate, and it's automatic. It's all been set up. There's two of these places in the United Kingdom. One, I think, at Forest Moor, obviously, which is a World War II base, signal intelligence or radio base in the North England. York is not too far from the Scottish border, right, in Yorkshire, but then you got one down at GCHQ. And then I'm sure you got one in Canada, at least one. And then you got one or two in the United States, which then activate all other kind of things in the United States. Because they got four outside of England, two outside of UK, and two in the UK. But that's being ordered by the bankers who were ordered by Lucifer, who sent the order down through the WEF to the bankers, the Rothschilds, and the Bank of England people to tell the British military to do that. Because they're getting ready to lock it all down, destroy the, you know, deals they're going to use. Oh, they'll use a little nuclear war. They don't have a problem. They got bunkers all over. They got bunkers all over, you know. From New Zealand, to Switzerland, Montana, you know, Idaho, all the different places in the Ozarks. They got bunkers all over the place. West Virginia, Blue Ridge, the Carolinas, they got all kinds of stuff. The Scottish Highlands, all the different places in the Alps and all over. They got bunkers, you see. And they got fast jets that can get there quick because they're going to know the time ahead of time. You see. Do you see how I think I didn't look right 5 minutes before this came on, but let me look and see if I can see what gold is before I come up here. I looked and it was pretty high. Okay, let's see. Looking at Brother Quail, stevequail.com. You can always find the gold prices on it. Gold is $1,920.60. Silver is $24.25. And platinum is $10.64. That's quite a jump. I watched that because that's a quick indication of possibility of war. Okay? Quick indication of the possibility that war is coming soon. So I will tell you, help Brother Quail get the information to you. Now available, Lies, Men of Men and Gods, Exposing the Fallen Angel Agenda, the Genetic Corruption and Destruction of the Human Race. And get any of the books Steve has got and sign up for his public-private briefings if you can do it. Now, tell them Old Hawk sent you, 406-586-4840. Now I'm going to tell you, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Keep me in the game, striking blows against the Lucys, all right? And warning the remnant. I strike blows. I was recruited to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what is might be coming and how to possibly prepare. Anything is most needed and welcome. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. It can be a check. It can be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, you know, a silver quarter, silver dollar, whatever it might be. It could be Federal Reserve notes. And that's the easiest way to go with that or the silver or whatever, but it can also be a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing. But still, while we have any time, get the Bibles and songbooks in the mountain tribal dialects in Indochina. They're on fire for the Lord Jesus. They're creating house churches, and they need Bibles and songbooks in their language, which each village has a different dialect. So you can still get that. Any amount can be sent to Indochina, Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, and that's with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, it gives them a Bible and songbooks in the dialect of the mountain village, and that's Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, the Shan states of China, and Burma, okay? They're on fire for the Lord Jesus, in spite of all the repression by their governments and all the stuff. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'll tell you, you better go to the grocery store tonight, tomorrow, and as many times as you can. If you get an extra few bucks, Progresso soup, chunky soup, Denny Moore beef stew, you know, roast beef hash, corned beef hash, vegetables, fruit. Although I find on fruits in canned, regular canned fruits and canned goods, I find that after a few years, they sort of pop and they leak a little bit. I don't know whether it's the acidity or the syrups or whatever they put in them. But I still wouldn't hesitate to get a few of them. Just rotate them quick. And don't go into their Luciferian night without a bite. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights and protect your family. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high tech to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Might be good if there was maybe a big avalanche just came down on the Davos crew. And I'm not talking about the people in Davos. I'm talking about the Luciferian scumbags of the WEF. Fandango Rangers, I know that you're ready out there. Mickey LaPua, you're the best, buddy. Stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger. Road and Track, Little L, y'all tell your daddy hi for me. And he's got some pictures of UFOs to show you that I sent him, so ask him about them.